Blog Talk Radio.
Package for the end of February. That is massage, roses, and champagne for $100. And that is for the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. We are booking up very quickly. I'm getting a lot of different calls in for the sessions right now. So if you want to get your appointment, you better call in now. There's a couple days left, 240-778-5219. You can tweet me at RSD44. Go on Facebook.com/TQMind. And we will try to get you in this week, but it is booking up very fast. I'll tell you, there's only about two or three slots remaining for the rest of the month of February. So please take advantage of this. Once again, Tranquil Mind by Rod. And this is the last week in February, and we have had a great month when it comes down to talking about love. And we have gone through the gambit of different aspects of love. We've talked about love and religion. We have talked about love and hip-hop, where music plays a factor in our relationships. We have even talked about love and the wild, talking about the different elements and different things to do to, you know, to bring that extra spice in your relationship. And is it a good thing for some of the things that, you know, you saw on 50 Shades of Grey and other aspects where bringing different elements can affect your relationship. So since we've talked about all those aspects, we're going to close it out today with love and image. And with love and image, we are talking about the way you perceive yourself and the way you perceive others in your relationship. Now, this is something that hits on many different facets of love and relationships. Now, you can look at it from two perspectives. One, it's very difficult to love somebody when you don't love yourself. So we're going to talk about self-image and how you perceive yourself and how that affects your relationship. Does the fact that you may not feel that you are physically attractive, you are physically adequate, take precedent when you are getting into a relationship? On the flip side, if you are somebody that really loves yourself a lot and really thinks extra highly of yourself to the point where you feel that you are the hottest, sexiest, most handsome, attractive thing in the world, does that affect how you pick and choose who you're with? Are you looking at the outer layer of who you are with compared to what's on the inside, that person that, you know, you want to be with forever, not just the person that you just want to be with for one night because they look good? That plays a factor in your relationship when you look at your inner self. And then we'll take it to the other side of talking about the other person, when it comes down to the outer person, outer physical appearance, where you may really be vibing with a person, you might feel they're really mentally, emotionally, spiritually attractive, but they might not have the physical qualities and the physical elements that you are looking for. So how does that affect your relationship? Now, of course, there's always that balance when it comes down to who you're with. You want to be with somebody for a long time. You know, when you want to find that soulmate, that one that you want to spend the rest of your life with, the one you want to be committed to, there has to be a balance of everything. You know, you got to be mentally attracted to them. You got to be emotionally attracted to them. You got to be spiritually attracted to them. And, of course, you got to have that physical attraction as well. So let's tackle this from the other end of the spectrum when it comes down to the person that you want to be committed to. So you meet someone and say that they're a person that you really connect with, you really vibe with. You know, you can have long conversations with them. You know, you're spiritually, you're on that same page when it comes down to your spirituality, when it comes down to your beliefs. That's what I mean by spiritual connection. Sometimes you can't have a spiritual connection and not, you know, believe in the same thing. So we're talking about that spiritual connection where you're on that same page spiritually. You know. And then you have the emotional connection where you're actually so, you know, where just everything just comes in just clearly and just you vibe with each other completely. And you just have that emotional vibe with that person. So now you have that connection, you have that connection that, you know, that mental connection, you have that emotional connection, you have that spiritual connection, but physically might not be the ideal. You know, some people have these guidelines that they want when it comes down to who they want to be with, and sometimes that gets in the way of finding that true love, because what happens is they're so focused on the outer, like, man, this person is really nice, this person is attractive, this person, you know, has everything that I'm looking for, but when it comes down to it, I'm not sure if this is the right physical type for me. You know, it might be, you know, might feel they're too big, or they might, you know, might be too tall, too short, you know, that they might have some sort of blemish or, you know, some sort of asymmetrical presence that might throw you off and say, you know what, man, you know, I really would like to be with this person, but I'm not sure if physically they're right for me. So the question becomes, can you be with that person? Can you love a person when you're not really physically attracted to them? And this is something that, you know, this is something that troubles people for a very long time, because there's so many people that feel that, you know, you have to have the total package. And in essence, in a point, you do. At a point, you do have to have that total package. You gotta have that. Still, that physical element is very critical when it comes down to being in a relationship with someone. You can deny it all you want, but physical attraction does play a factor when you are finding that perfect mate. But when you look at physical attraction, what elements are you looking at? Are you looking at the short-term physical attraction, or are you looking at the long-term physicality when you're with that person? And what I mean by long-term physicality is, of course, when you're committed to a person, when you're looking for a person to find that true love, a lot of times that comes with a person that you know, when you look in the person's eyes, you know, you want to find that bond where you're just totally entranced with that person. When you are, you know, when that person's going to be the first person you see in the morning, the last person you see at night before you go to bed, you want to have that connection, saying, you know, I just can't believe I'm looking at this. I can't believe I'm with this person each and every day. And that plays a big factor when it comes down to finding that right one. You know, does that person have to have the perfect shape, the perfect size, the perfect height, the perfect weight? You know, what is perfect? And that's where it comes down to what is really perfect in, you know, the physical sense. And when you look at what's perfect now, might not be perfect when, you know, considered perfect when you are, you know, when you're older. And that's what we look at. Don't look at just the now. You gotta look at the future. There's a person that you want, you know, this is a person that when, you know, when the years go by, you still feel like, you know what, I am still so entranced with that person. We you know, makes me think of the we makes me think of the song by a music Love Child, where, you know, both, you know, Don't Change, where it says, I love you when your hair turns gray, I still want you when you gain a little weight. That's, you know, that's true love right there, when it comes down to feeling that no matter what, I still want to be with you. I'm still infatuated with you. I'm still, you know, I still want to show and express that love to you. You know, despite the change, the physical changes that we do. You know, a lot of us, you know, at 40 won't look like what we did at 20. You know, things are going to change. Physically, you're going to change. You're going to, you know, you might, you know, have a little different changes in your face, in your body, in your, you know, and then just the way you, just the way you walk and the way you talk, things will change. So you can't just look at where you look at 20 and say, oh yeah, this is the person that I want to be with for the rest of my life, because, like I said, 40 and 20 are two totally different elements of your body and of your body type. So don't dwell on the now. Dwell on the lifetime. Dwell on the future, because that's what's more important when it comes down to the physical aspect, the image. Because when you look at that aspect and that element of, you know, the future and who you are with and how you view that person, then all the other elements will come into play, that mental attachment, that emotional attachment, that spiritual attachment that you have with that person. And that's what it's all about. It's about that total package, that total completeness. You know, thinking in terms of, you know, Jerry Maguire, you complete me. It's about that completion of you and that person, that oneness that you have with them. And this is Love Talk, Love Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. Mr. Rod, Stevie running the show solo right now, and this is about love and image, about how image affects how you fall in love and your love and your relationships. Think about all those people right now that are still single in their later years, in their 30s, in their 40s. You know why? Because they have a lot of guidelines that they put on their relationship. You know, they say, oh yeah, you know, I want someone who has the same, you know, has the same life that I do. You know, I want someone who is spiritually grounded, but they also got to be at least 5'10". They also got to be at least 140, 150 pounds. They also have to have, you know, a certain physical stature to them. They can't have the feet too big. The nose can't be too big. The hair can't be too wild. The ears can't be a certain size. And when you look at all those different elements, how are you going to find that perfect, that quote-unquote perfect person? This person right in front of you might have all the different aspects that you are looking for. You know, if you have a top 10 list, this person might have 7 of the top 10 on your list, but they might be 3 inches shorter than you like. They might not have that physical stature that you like. They might not have the nose that you want, because you feel you don't want your child to have a big nose. So I don't want that person, you know, I don't want to be in a relationship with that person because his nose is too big, or his eyebrows are too thick. You know, his forehead is too slow. You know, there's people out there that look at that aspect and say, I know he is the right one for me, but that's not going to work because that physical aspect doesn't work out for me. Or you look at a female and say, man, I really vibe with this female. This female is, you know, everything and all the elements that I'm looking for, but, you know, I don't know, her stomach's a little big. You know, she might not have a big enough behind for me, or, you know, she might be too small up top, so I can't be with her. I can't be with her because, you know, that's not it. That's not happening. You know, and that's wrong. That is the last thing you should be hitting on when it comes down to finding that physical aspect. So when you think about that, doesn't that have a reflect on how you feel about yourself? That maybe you are so wrapped up in the other person's physical appearance that you're trying to hide subconsciously how you feel about yourself. You know, I call it over-marrying or over-committing, because you want someone to overcompensate for your shortcomings. And, you know, there's a lot of people that go through that. A lot of people that say, you know what, man, you know, I'm Jay-Z, I'm looking for that Beyonce. You know, you want to step up from your physical appearance. You know, John Legend, looking for that Christy Teigen. You know, you're looking for that person that's over the top superstar status. So that way, that makes you feel better about yourself. Like, man, look who I'm with. Because, you know, I just married this person right here. So, you know, that makes you feel better subconsciously because of the fact that you're with someone that you feel upgrades you and upgrades your physical appearance. You know, and that's not the way to go about it. That's not how it should be when it comes down to finding that perfect one. Because just because the physical appearance might upgrade you, they might downgrade you when it comes down to your spirituality. They might bring you down when it comes down to your mental state. They might, you know, emotionally bring you down. You know, there's so many people that are in abusive relationships just because physically everything clicks, because the image looks so good. So now you're in an abusive relationship. You're in a, you know, mentally, physically, verbally abusive relationship because people on the outside are saying, why you want to leave this dude right here? I mean, shoot, he looks good. He looks attractive. Why are you going to leave him? Or, hey, she's fine, man. Why are you going to try to break up with her? You know, she might be a little crazy, but, I mean, shoot, she looks good. So that's all that matters. You know, these are the people that are not happy inside. These are the people that aren't satisfied with who they are and what they want to be because they can't accomplish their goals because they're so stressed out with the fact that they're being abused. And the only reason why they're staying in this abusive relationship because on the outside, everything looks good. On the outside, you know, you got this perception that says, man, I can't leave him. You know, look at the beautiful children that we made together. Look at how people stop and stare when we walk past because he's such an attractive guy. Or look at, you know, how dudes stop in their tracks when they see me with her because I'm with this beautiful woman and I know she abuses me. I know she hits me. I know she, you know, really treats me with a lot of disrespect, but you know what? I can deal with that because she looks good. And you get wrapped up and you get caught up in that web of looking at the outer appearance. So what do you think happens later on? This person that is abusing you, this person that is taking advantage of you, this person that is sapping the emotional element of your life because of the fact that you don't want to leave them because of the attractiveness, then what happens ultimately? Ultimately, what happens is this person that's been abusing you for a very long time might find you expendable. And they find you expendable because, you know what, hey, you're not bringing anything to the table to them. They've been stepping on you. They've been pushing you around. They've been pushing you over. They've been abusing you on so many levels that once the physicality goes away, physically, you're not able to produce the way they want you to produce. Once physically, you know, your body starts to change and you start to gain a little weight. You start to lose the muscle mass that you might have had. You know, your hair starts turning a little gray. You know, you can't sexually please them as you did before. You're expendable. So now you're expendable. You're already caught up in the relationship that you can't get out of because you didn't choose to get out of it early on in the stages when you knew things weren't right. So now that expendability becomes a liability to you. So now you go through a mess of divorce. Go through a mess of divorce, this person drags you through the mud, and now you feel less of what you did in the first place because you weren't really happy with yourself from the beginning. And now you feel less of that because you have to deal with all the crap of getting divorced and trying to move on. And you're trying to move on battered, scarred, bruised, abused, and neglected. So what does that make your image, what does that make your self-image feel at that point? You feel worse. You feel sad, you feel depressed, you feel down, you feel out, and now you got to take all this time to rebuild what you lost more so than what you already didn't have in the first place. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toy Productions, Toy Entertainment. Tell me what you think about this, 347-850-1228. Let me know what you think when it comes down to self-image and being in a relationship, or the point of trying to find all the right elements, you know, try to find that perfect 10 for 10 when it comes down to relationships. Because all this plays a big factor in how it goes. I mean, that whole laundry list of different things that you want in a relationship can bring you down. I mean, you see it all the time. You see people say, oh, man, you know, I know that, you know, he has a great mind, he's smart, he's got a great personality, he seems to be pretty charming, he's very likable, he's very personable, probably very good with kids, you know, and he's probably very good with my kids, and, you know, everything kind of clicks, but, oh, man, you know, he's only 5'4", and, you know, the Kevin Hart syndrome. You know, if people look at Kevin Hart, you know, they say, oh, man, you know, he's too short. You know, he seems like he's a likable person, has a great personality, good with kids, things like that. So, you know, people feel, oh, man, I would never date Kevin Hart because he's too short. But I will go with someone else who's taller who might be abusive. You know, and that's kind of that syndrome that people go into. And then what happens? You're missing out on a person that might be good for you because you're stuck on height. You're stuck on, like, oh, man, his shoulders are too small. You're stuck on his feet are too small. You're stuck on that are frivolous in the long term. It's not like any of that's going to matter when you get older. When you get older, you know, things change. Like I said, the person that you saw at 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, you know, the person that you thought in high school was the baddest chick in school, you look at her now, 20 years later, and she's probably got all these, you know, all these different physical issues that make you think, like, man, I thought she was attractive back then. And then you think about, man, you know, this is the person that I was pining for all this time, and she never treated me right. And now, you know, she's living a miserable life, you know, keeping a bad personality. And physically, she's not where she was then. So maybe I kind of dodged the bullet because I was so trying so hard to be with this person when this person was never good to me, was never nice to me, had a nasty personality, but she looked good. She was a cheerleader. You know, she was most popular in school. She was on these boards and getting all these different accolades because she looked good, but she wasn't really a nice person. Then on the flip side, you had that person that was always there for you, that good friend that was, you know, that whenever things were down, she would be there for you. You know, she was that ride or die person that was always there with you, but you were like, you know, she wasn't really, you know, that attractive to me. You know, she was kind of chubby. She had this crazy hairstyle. She had big glasses and the big wire braces. And I don't know, you know, she was cool, but she wasn't really my type. Now you go back to that reunion 20 years later and you're like, man, that was her? This was the person that was always there for me, you know, no matter what. And, you know, I knew she liked me, but, you know, I could brush her off all those years. And now, man, she's like this, supermodel status. And she still has the same personality that she did 20 years ago. Think about that. You know, you could have had that person. You could have been with that person. You missed out on probably the opportunity of a lifetime to, you know, to be with someone who was perfect for you in all levels, physically. You know, not physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And that's what the whole Love and series has been all about. You know, in many different aspects, we've touched on how your faith, how the atmosphere, how knowing your limits and knowing, you know, what is on the table and also respecting all elements of a relationship and not just the physical. That's what love is all about. And I hope that people took a lot of the information that we did on the show this month and applied it to either the relationships that they're in now or the relationships that they will be in. So that way you can really have that really that true love and true feeling of commitment and romance. And that's what this is all about. Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And if you missed any of the different shows that we've had this month from the Love Ann series, they will be posted on my Facebook briefly. We'll have all the podcasts on the show within the next 24 hours. And also, this particular show will be part of that podcast collection. So that's going to be posted on there. I suggest that if you're in a relationship, if you're starting a relationship, if you've been married for a long time, you just want to hear certain different things from a different perspective, then listen to the different Love Ann series. Even if you want to go back and listen to some of the other Love Talk shows that we've done, and just see how it may affect your relationships. You know, it might not. You might not find anything that is beneficial for you on the show, but you never know. There might be that one tidbit that you may not have thought about in your relationship and say, hey, you know what? You know, Ms. Choices and Mr. Rod Stevie had a really good point on this. Or you might find something that we did that you were like, man, this is ridiculous. I don't even know why they're talking about this. Whatever it is, you know, let us know. We want to find out what you think about these shows because we want to make sure we're making the best shows possible for the people. It's not about us sitting here talking every 30 minutes on a Monday evening. It's about trying to reach out to those. There's one person. There might be one or two people out there that's listening that's saying, you know what, I'm that person. I've been that one that's been bypassing someone that I really care about because he or she didn't physically meet my standards. Or, you know, I might be that person that, you know, that really needs to take a look at who I really am and try to love myself so that way I can spread my love and be better, a better husband, a better wife, a better boyfriend, a better girlfriend to the person that I'm with. And that's what these shows are all about, trying to better ourselves and try to empower ourselves so that way our relationships can move better. You know, this is what it's about. You know, you might not be able to get in contact with Steve Harvey, you know, but Love Talk is here for you each and every Monday to reach out and just try to do some of the things to make our communities better. So once again, thank you each and every week for taking this 30 minutes out just to listen to the show. You know, thank you everybody that's been listening to the Rod Stevie Show on Sunday. Yesterday we had a very powerful show. A lot of people listened in. I really thank you about that. Thank you for that. You know, we're talking about Black history being relevant, and a lot of people called in, chimed in, wrote in and chimed in to really let us know what you felt about Black history being relevant. And love is all about history as well. Love, loving yourself, loving your body, loving who you are. You know, if you've had bad relationships in the past, that history affects your future as well. So now is the time to take a look at yourself and say, you know what, get what happened in the past. I want to start now by saying, you know what, I really love where I am right now. I really love who I am right now, and I want to make sure that transfers in my relationship. If you don't love who you are right now, now is the time to say, what can I do to change some of the things I don't like so that way I can make myself better? And when you do that, you can make your relationships better. So this is Mr. Rod Stevie, Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And until next time, we'll talk.